The number of private school vouchers North Carolina offers could rapidly increase if Senate leaders get their way. They want to grow the program by $120 million over the next 12 years. WFAE's Lisa Wharf reports.
Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger talked up the Senate spending plan on Tuesday. He said it would do a lot of things, like
invest hundreds of millions of additional dollars in public education and other core priorities.
That includes money for teacher raises, reducing class size in second grade, and a pilot to give third grade reading teachers bonuses based on student performance. It would also drastically increase money sent to private schools through the state's voucher program called Opportunity Scholarships. The state's current budget sets aside $25 million for vouchers next school year. The Senate wants to increase that to $35 million, then add another $10 million every year for the next 11 years. By 2027, it would amount to $145 million serving an additional 20,000 students.
I don't yet believe that that's in the best interest of North Carolina.
That's Craig Horn, who co-chairs the House's Education Appropriations Committee. For one, he says it's hard to estimate what the demand for vouchers will be that far in the future.
It may be too early in the Opportunity Scholarships process to have developed a good model for that demand.
This is the program's second year of offering low-income families $4,200 to offset tuition at private schools. The program now serves about 3,600 students, but there's money to serve even more. An injunction, protracted court case, and last year's late budget approval likely didn't help encourage applications. Horn says his concern over such a rapid expansion comes down to priorities.
We decided that our priorities were first and foremost to develop a stronger teacher corps, both in numbers and in quality.
Senate leaders expect to debate the spending plan this week. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf.